Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. You all have tuned into, yes, you have tuned into the Sunday worship explosion of the Timothy generation going forth on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. First up, we're going to start off with having prayer by Precious Moss. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to thank you for watching over us through the night and keeping us safe, keeping your guardian angels around us. Lord God, we want to thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Lord, we thank you for putting the breath of life in our bodies one more time. Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have created, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every blessing. Because, Lord, we know that it comes from you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that we have food on our table. We thank you that we have clothes on our back. We thank you that we have shoes on our feet. Lord, we thank you that we have roofs over our heads, Father God. Lord, we thank you that we have our health, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that we can use our limbs. We can walk. We can speak. We can taste. We can hear, we can see, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for each and every one of our sins, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. It should have been us there, but Father God, we weren't worthy. You needed somebody who was righteous, Father God, who was here. So you sent your son, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. And we thank you that he didn't stay dead, Father God. We thank you that in 3 days he arose with all power in his hands, Father God. We thank you for the Resurrection Sunday. Lord God, we thank you for the Queen Apostle. Lord God, we pray that you will continue to heal her body and let her know that you are always with her, Father God, because you said you will never leave her or forsake her. Father God, we pray that you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around her and her family. And Lord God, we pray for the speaker of the hour. We pray that you will continue to speak to her so that she will feed us with knowledge and understanding. And Father God, we pray that we will not only be hearers of your word, but we will be doers of your word as well, that we will walk in obedience, Father God. So that way we will not be living in vain, but we will be living by your will, Lord God. And Father God, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that powerful prayer from Precious. Glory to God, glory to God. Yes, we thank you, God, on today for everything you put before us, oh God. Thank you for the table you have set for us on today, on this Resurrection Sunday. Lord, we thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Next, we'll be going into blessed among me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have an anointing off the Richter scale that caused a ripple effect in the universe. I am leaping and jumping into heavenly cosmos in the supernatural spirit realm. I am leap of faith, and I have leap of faith to utilize my gifts and powers to heal myself. This ability allows me to shift into the hemispheres, ex-zephyr, and horizons. I am accelerated healing. I have accelerated healing. Thank you, Lord, for my accelerated healing to heal my entire body. I have the quickest healing factor in the entire universe to heal myself. When I lay down and go to sleep and wake up, my entire body is healed, repaired, and recovered in Jesus, because sleep is the best meditation. When I am active and have any type of movement, it restores all vessels in my body guaranteed. I am healing my entire body within minutes. Within minutes, my body is restored, rejuvenated, regenerated, replenished, and repaired. My body heals rapidly in Jesus. My health has sprung forth speedily and expeditiously, because it is written, you have allowed me to be a vessel to heal other people's body within minutes, just like Jesus. Thank you for this humble gift. I am so grateful to be your chosen instrument. Thank you, Lord, for healing me before. I know it is done. All 33 bones in my skeletal system are healed. Every vessel, veins, and arteries of my brain, every organ, veins, and arteries in my entire body are healed. Both dimensions of my brain hemispheres are healed. Every malfunction part of my entire body are healed. I am immune to all known earth-based diseases, illness, sickness, pain, colds, and disease. I am sending them all to the dry places, and I cast it out of my body right now in Jesus. I have some channel divine healing anointing, and I am a doctor, physician. I am healing myself, because it is written in Jesus. My internal body is at peace, and it brings life to my external body. Thank you for my healing. I am walking right now, at this very moment, in a new place of the unknown, healing, supernatural power and authority. I have healing hands. All of my fingers are healing. They are healing me and healing everyone I touch with them. Jesus said, greater works shall I do. I am doing it right now. I am embracing my financial anointing. I am your sequel and I am your apprentice, Jesus. Whatever I think of myself, that is who I am. I am the extraordinary phenomena. I am accelerated healing. I have accelerated healing. And thank you for my accelerated healing. Every damaged cell in my entire body, I command you to be repaired, restored, and rejuvenated right now in Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. I am filling my mind with positive thoughts. That is the quickest way to my new good health. I am healthy, happy, and worry-free. It is so. It is done. Not one word will fall to the ground in Jesus. Amen. Happy Blessed Resurrection Sunday. He is risen. He is alive. And he lives inside of you. All power and glory is in his hands. The blood of Jesus ever lose its power. Let's give his name glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God in the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blessed testimony that went forth. Hallelujah. Next, we'll be going into seed planting by our very own Pastor Samika.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just want to thank you for, my God, for our tithes and offerings. This is something we can all participate in. The Bible lets us know, my God, that if you pay your tithes and offerings, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you shall not have room enough to receive. He will also rebuke the devil for your sake. My God, if you pay your tithes and offerings, my God, you're putting God's word, my God, on it, my God, and God's word would never fail. He never lies, my God, if he said it, he's going to do it, my God, this is how you get your breakthrough, my God, your healing, my God, this is how you get out of poverty and lack, my God, and leave an inheritance for future generations by paying your tithes and offerings. my God, this is a divine commandment from the Lord. This is not optional. This is mandatory. If you like to pay your tithes and offering, my God, you're free to go to www.imaruby.com. Click on Seed Planning Partnership at the top of the page. Scroll down to the bottom. You can make it monthly recurring. And the comments, put whatever scripture you need for God to do in your life. My God, you can also pay Walmart to Walmart, MoneyGram to MoneyGram, Western Union. You can send a check in the mail. You can even pay with your credit card or your debit card through PayPal. My God, so we don't have any excuses on why we can't pay our tithes and offering. My God, and when you pay your tithes and offering, my God, God will take care of those bills you have. My God, you need savings. My God, He'll make sure that you have savings in your bank account. My God, Father God, we just thank you for seed planning and partnership and paying our tithes and offering. We know what the Bible says. Father God, we will be obedient and pay our tithes and offerings. We bless your holy name. We thank you for this time of the service. My God, we can pay our tithes and offerings. We ask that you bless the ones that have it and bless the ones who do not have it, that they will, my God, be better stewards of their finances so they can have it the next time. We praise and bless your holy name and fill this prayer in Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I turn it back over to you, Prophetess Dominique.
Amen. We praise and thank God for seed planting. We truly thank God for giving us a heart to give. And those who didn't have, we did want to give. We just thank God for the hearts and, you know, and everyone that desired to give and the ones that have. Thank God for you. Bless you. Next, we're going to go into having our children say a few words. We're going to start off with Prophetess Lucretia, her children, and hear what they have to say on today. Nehemiah.
We love Jesus, and He loves us, and He do everything for us, and He controls stuff, and He and he like us. I love God. We keep really love God. Me and man.
They said that everybody loves God. And if you guys have heard, they say everybody loves God. They said that they their grandmother was the apostle loves God. And God does everything for everybody. And my little sister loves God, and everybody loves God, and how God does everything for us all over the world. So if you guys didn't hear them, that's what they said. And they love Jesus with all their hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophets, Dominique, the mic is yours.
Need a man. Thank God for the children on today. Next, we're going to have Sylvia. This will be Precious Daughter come forth. And we're going to have her say a few words. Need a man.
Dear God, I thank you that you died on the cross. And that you risen, and I love you. Amen.
Hallelujah. She said that she is thankful that God died on the cross and that He has risen and that she loves Him. Amen. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We're going to have one of my sons come forth. His name is Willie. He's normally referred to as Will J, but we're going to have Willie come forth on today. Say something to the people. Tell them about Jesus.
I'm Jesus. I just started listening to Jesus and I've been met.
And your girlfriend?
Yeah, and I was getting stressed.
And I love
them? Yeah, I love them too.
Are you thankful, Tracy?
I'm thankful for Jesus. Amen.
You said he's thankful for Jesus. He loves them, and he's glad to have him as his friend. Near man, near man.
Next,
we're going to go for We're going to go into praise and worship. Yeah, man.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your seats. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. The Lord and receive a harvest for your seed, and in due time God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blows. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
God is doing a great work.
So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mother and father's father planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hope for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. So may your next step forward,
pray.
that the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now, he wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols, he wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your heart.
Strong tower.
Nehemiah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that praise and worship that went forth. Glory to God, glory to God. I hope that it registered in your spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to get ready for this word to go forth. Hallelujah. But before we introduce the speaker of the hour, glory to God, why don't we all take our phones off mute and give God some praise on today. How about we just praise him on today for rising once again, hallelujah. This is the day that he has risen. Glory to God. This is the day that
glory
God gave
God.
Us. Lord God, this is the day that God said yes, hallelujah, and he sacrificed his son for your life, hallelujah, your life, hallelujah, giving you another chance, hallelujah, to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Can we all take
Amen.
Our phones off you and just give God some praise on today? Let's just give him some praise
hallelujah,
on today.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We just so thankful to God on today for doing it one
yes,
more time
God.
For his children. We thank God on today for uplifting
hallelujah.
Us on today. Glory to God.
Thank
we
yes,
thank God,
God
on
yes,
today.
God.
Hold on.
Thank
I gotta
you,
take
Father
off my
God.
Shoes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you on today.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
God.
God. Yes, again.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
God.
Thank
God.
You, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Another chance.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, God. Let's see it walking. Hallelujah. Let's see it in the talk. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let me just put you on
yes,
the world, God. Mm-hmm. So that
praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
We just thank you, Lord, today.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God. And nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody's like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody's like you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are so wonderful, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I go forth, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it over to my young little sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hi. I didn't know actually I was going to say something today, but my sister asked me to, so I am. First, I want to thank God for waking me up every day, for always giving me the strength that I asked for. But yesterday when I was on Facebook, I had saw that people was up there talking about Beyonce performing. And in the comments, it was all of her fans. They was calling her God. They was calling her Jesus. They saying she can walk on water. Some people said that they going to stay up all day. Some other people said that they going to call off work. And those people of her fans is so loyal to her, but why us people can't do that for God? And if we ask someone right now to stay up all day for God, only thing they going to say is no. And if we tell someone to call off work for God, the people going to say no. But her fans stand up all day calling off work, calling her God, calling her Jesus. But us people can't do that for God, the one who's actually waking us up every day, the one who's giving us strength, the one who's doing everything for us every day. But another human being get the call God and Jesus. I think us people need to start doing better. Maybe if we start putting God first and doing everything that he asks us to do, maybe we can get the dream home that we want. Maybe we can start traveling. Maybe we can get the wealth and the health and everything that we ask for. Because everything we ask for, it shall be given. But first, we have to do the work. God is not going to drop nothing from the sky. And he never likes anyone to put someone before him. That's all I have to say today. And you guys be blessed. And yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for allowing my little sister to have her words, which is true, so true. How can we put anything before God when he wakes us up every morning? So what we supposed to say and then and Beyonce, we are healed? No. Hallelujah. She didn't die on the cross for us. She didn't raise up in 3 days to, you know, to tell us that we have powers and everything that we have. We had took back, you know, he had went out and cast out demons and beat demons up and everything and took back the powers. Hallelujah. 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 Well, today I won't be before you long, but I will have some words that God has given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for allowing me to be able to be here and alive and healthy and well. Word that he has given me on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will be reading out of Mark 15, verses 20 through 32 out of Names of God Bible. And it says, after the soldiers finished making fun of Yeshua, they took off the purple cape and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A man named Simon from the city of Cyrene was coming into Jerusalem from his home in the country. He was the father of Alexander and Rufus. As he was about to pass by, the soldier forced him to carry Yeshua's cross. They took Yeshua to Golgotha, which means the place of the skulls. They tried to give him wine mixed with a drug called myrrh, but he wouldn't take it. Next, they crucified him. Then they divided his clothes among themselves by throwing dice to see what each one would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. There was a written notice of the execution against him. It read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 criminals with him. One was on the right and one was on his left. Those who passed by insulted him. They shook their heads and said, "What a joke. You were going to tear down God's temple and rebuild it again in 3 days? Come down from the cross and save yourself." Chief priests and the experts of Moses' teaching made fun of him among themselves in the same way. They said, "He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, and that we may see and believe." Even those who were crucified with him was assaulting him. So I'm going to stop right there. God, Jesus had died for our sins. He had took on beating. He had to hold a big old cross, walking down tons of streets, walking down with beating blood all over and everything, and just whips all over his face, his eyes shut, his face skin ripped off, and everything. They even try to offer him some wine mixed with drugs. So, and we say we don't want to serve a God that who has got all this stuff done to him, that all this, that he had to walk a long way on a big old hill in a mountain just for him, for our sins, for us. And we don't think that God wouldn't do anything for us, as he already gave his son to die for us. He had to take beatings. He had to take people talking about him, assaulting him, questioning his abilities and everything. And when people question our abilities, we get mad and angry about it.
Come on.
And we get upset about it. But he just stood there and knew who he was and knew that he was doing this for his purpose, for us to be free, for us to be healed, and for us to be made whole. But when people did that to him, he didn't say anything. So why us as people can't do the same thing by not saying anything when somebody questioned our ability, when somebody questioned
that we have something going on and that we got this doing that, but we got to say something. We got to be mad. And I know he got spit on and everything, but that's zero tolerance for everybody else and hit on and knocked out. And if somebody hits you, you want to hit back. When somebody spit on you, that's a zero tolerance. I know that's for me, that's a zero tolerance. But he didn't do anything when they kept spitting on him and hitting him or anything. And that's a zero tolerance. I know that's for everybody probably. Somebody spit on you, that's a zero tolerance. You ready to retaliate. You ready to knock a person out. You ready to fight. But Jesus he didn't do anything. He just sat there and said, Father, forgive them. Father, they know not what they do. Help them. Heal them, Lord God. This is something that we need to take, us as leaders need to take ownership of. That when somebody talk about us or question our ability or question our authority or try to do stuff into us and say stuff behind our backs and try to curse our name, we supposed to sit there and pray for them and tell them, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. But us as people, we want to go back and do the same thing that they're doing. And, you know, even worse, they cursed at him. They peed on him. They spit on him. They hit him. They knocked him out. They ripped his skin. They tore him up in pieces. And here us as people, we can't even have people talk about us. Oh, she should have said my name like that. Or he should have did this or this and that, you know. And this is what he did in Mark 15 and even in Matthew. It's all over. It's many scriptures about this, about Jesus being humble, not saying a word, just praying to God to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Help them, guide them. No, this is what it was and this is what it is. They even try to drug him. And people, if they get drugged, they ready to fight somebody. They ready to beat somebody up. They got drugs, you know. They don't know what's going on. But he doing this to show us that we put him back on the cross every time we do that because they people did it to him. Y'all not following me today.
I follow.
This is what I got when I was studying. This is what I got. As, you know, as being people, the leaders and people of God, you know, we supposed to be humbled and not be so quick to do stuff, you know. Just sit there and just be humble and pray. Not do the same thing that they doing. Not following. These are leaders, by the way, that's doing this to him. These are officers. These are people in command. These are high people in high positions, in high places, that are doing this to him. So, of course, you're going to get attacked by people in high positions and high places. Of course, you're going to get your name scattered at. Yeah, of course, you're going to get whipped and beat up probably by somebody else. But, of course, this is what happened to Jesus. So why do you think that you were not, that you were exempt from it? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read Mark 16, verse 9 through 20 in the Names of God Bible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it says, after Yeshua came back to life, early on Sunday, he appeared first to Mary from Magdalene, from whom he had forced out seven demons. She went and told his friends who were grieving and crying. They didn't believe her when they heard that he was alive and that she had seen him. Later, Yeshua appeared to two disciples as they were walking to their home in the country. He did not look as he usually did. They went back and told the others, who did not believe them either. Still later, Yeshua appeared to the 11 apostles while they were eating. He put them to shame for their unbelief because they were too stubborn to believe those who had seen him alive. Then Yeshua said to them, so wherever you go in the world, tell everyone the good news. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. These are the miraculous signs that I will accompany believers. They will be used the power and authority of my name to force out demons out of people. They will speak new languages. They will pick up snakes. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on the sick and cure them. After talking with the apostles, the Lord was taken to heaven, where God gave him the highest position. The disciples spread the good news everywhere. The Lord worked with them. He confirmed his word by the miraculous signs that accompany it. So let's stop right there. The Lord gave us the guidelines that we as leaders can be able to heal the sick, that we can cast out demons, that we speak different languages, new languages at that, and that we can take out, you know, everything that we drink is poison that will not harm us. So he given us the power right there. He gave us the powers after he died. He let us know the instructions that we have, the powers that we have, and more so. He let us know that we can be able to heal people, that we can be able to speak different languages, that we can heal people, that we can cast out demons. So us as leaders don't need to be afraid of anything because of who we are and who our Father was. This, he said, miraculous signs. That means that we can do all things just as he did. Whatever he did, we can do. We can cast out demons. We can speak different languages. We can pray and heal people. We can bring back to life. We can bring people back to life. So why would we not want to serve a God that, who has died for our sins and tell us the instructions that we have to do as leaders? Us as leaders got the instructions that what we're supposed to do. We don't supposed to be sitting down on a pulpit or saying or not doing anything or just, you know, casting out demons or not even casting out demons or just sitting there on the pews and not doing nothing. This is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be able to go out there and speak to the people and heal them and cast out demons and, you know, bring people back to life. This is what we instruct. This is what we're supposed to do. This is not what we're supposed to do in the future. This is what we're supposed to be doing right now and then in the future and more so. We don't supposed to wait until Jesus come back and expect, you know, him to do all the work. No, we have to do our work as well.
Hallelujah.
So this is what his apostles has done. This is what his people have done. His prophets, his pastors and teachers. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is us as leaders. We're supposed to be out here doing it. This is our rebirth. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is our new life. Hallelujah. Once we got baptized, this is our new life. We're supposed to be moving on. This is the instructions that we have faith in him. We believe in him. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. 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 I don't think nobody's following me on today.
I got it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what God is saying to us as leaders, that we are able do all things, the same thing that he has done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he even talks about it in Romans 6, verse 4 through 11, how we are supposed to be united in him and how we're supposed to be able to, you know, do the same thing that we have, you know, we can just be united, have the same power and authority. You know, once he has been crucified, he gave us the powers, you know, to do anything that we desire, that he desires us to do as far as healing people, you know, making people be cured of diseases and everything, you know. And this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have a new life. We're supposed to be able to have the power to be able to cure ourselves, heal ourselves, and be able to, you know, end any sin that comes against our bodies. Hallelujah. So why are we leaders think that we can't heal ourselves, that we can't heal the disease that's in our body, or we can't heal any sickness that's in our bodies? Because we have the power to heal our bodies. We have the power to heal ourselves. We are the leaders. We are his. We are actually the replica of Jesus. We are.
Amen.
We are just like him. We are perfect. He has equipped us to do the same exact thing. He died to show us the way, and this is what he did. He's showing us the way. Yes, many preachers are preaching this, but they're not preaching it like how I am. Hallelujah, on today. I am showing you that we have the power. A lot of people are not saying what we have the power and authority to do. We have the power. He took back the people, went down there and got it from the no-names. He had took back the power so for us to have our lives, to be able to do signs and show people that he is real. Hallelujah. And why we don't want to serve God who died and got beaten and everything, and we take his name for granted. As my little sister said, they'd rather serve Beyonce than to serve God. They'd rather be up all night than to serve God. They'd rather call off work than to serve God. They'd rather do this than to serve God. Why? Beyonce didn't got her blood shed all over the cities and got on the cross and got beaten up and peed on and spit on. Beyonce didn't do that, so why can we not show the same affection, the same gratitude that they showing to Beyonce, to God? Why we just don't flip that around and show leader people that who we are and who we serve is way better? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't think nobody listening to me. We must be taking back our power, taking back our authority and believing in him.
Hallelujah.
And having faith
Hallelujah.
In him that we can do all things, and we have to truly believe in him, not just saying we believe in him and then think that, you know, later on in life that it's not going to happen or anything like that. We have to truly believe in him and for us to be united into new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't think nobody listening to me on today. A lot of people has preached this word today, I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
They didn't preach how I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A lot of people, a lot of preachers right now is out here preaching the same word, but they're not preaching how I am today because I have got a different revelation on it. God has gave me something different. God has gave me something
Hallelujah.
New. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am reading out of 1 Corinthians 10 through 17 out of the Names of God Bible. And it says, you may have countless of Christians, I'm going to say Christians in the word apostle T, guardians, but you don't have many spiritual fathers. I became your spiritual father in the Christian life by telling you the good news about Christ Yeshua. So I encourage you to to imitate me. That's why I've sent Timothy to you to help you remember my Christian way of life. As I teach it everywhere in the every church, Timothy is my dear child, and he is faithful, does the Lord's work. So let's stop right there. Timothy generation is supposed to help and teach people the way of the Christian life so that we can allow the people to be saved. Timothy generation is supposed to be able to help people to be able to go strong, to spread the good news about Jesus. So the Timothy generation is supposed to be strong and allow God to come forth and to be faithful and be glad in what we're doing and speak his word, the good news about Yeshua. Timothy generation is supposed to be able to go out and help the youth, to spread the good news to the youth. Timothy was a faithful, servant, apostle, hallelujah, and he also had a spiritual leader, which was Apostle Paul, and our spiritual leader is Apostle T, hallelujah. Nobody not following me on today, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
He listened to his apostle. He was faithful to his apostle, same way as us leaders is supposed to listen to our apostle with the instructions of the Christ Yeshua. It's the same exact thing. This is what God is telling us to, that we have now, we must, I'm going to break down the steps to you in just a moment how he got this all set up. But right now, I'm trying to tell you that this is what he wants us to encourage you to imitate me. He wants you to imitate him. He wants you to imitate your leader. If you see your leader doing everything that God tells her to do, then you're supposed to imitate her. Or if you see your leader with any other leader, if you see them doing God's will, then you're supposed to imitate them and be under them and know that they have the power and that you have the power as well, but you have more so because you are under the leader. They want you to have more so than them because they want to show you that you come from a good leader, but you will be great. Hallelujah.
Woo!
They show you
Hallelujah.
That you can be.
Amen.
Great.
Hallelujah.
And this is what Jesus is telling us, that we can be great. He was our leader, but yes, we can be greater. Hallelujah. He will
Hallelujah.
Be greater in us. Hallelujah. He's already in us. Once we got baptized,
yeah,
you are in us. Hallelujah. He's in us already.
Yeah.
He's showing us that we can be greater, that we would do greater work than he had done here. But he is greater because he is our Father. He done so much for us in the beginning.
Amen.
And when he died, and he's still doing greater stuff for us every day. He's waking us up.
Yes.
He's showing us that
Amen.
We have the power. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what I got out of, I had researched it. I had looked up new life. And it means if you start a new life, you move to another place or change your old experience. Nobody didn't get that, did they?
I got it.
If
Hallelujah.
You start a new
Amen.
Life, you move to another place or change your old experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what I got of that was scripture. I got it as 1 Peter 1, verse 4. We have been born into a new life which has an inheritance that cannot be destroyed or corrupt and can't fade away, that the inheritance is kept in heaven.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Nobody didn't get that, did they?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Appreciate
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah. We was born into a new life. We was born into an inheritance. And it says that it cannot be destroyed or corrupt, and it cannot fade away, that the inheritance is kept in heaven. Hallelujah. Where is heaven?
Hallelujah.
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 Where is heaven? All over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now
Hallelujah.
I got the scripture of Psalms 19, verse 40, and it says, I long for your guiding principles. Give me new life in your righteousness. So now I'm going to put all these steps and scriptures together. What God is saying that we crucify ourselves every day because we punish ourselves. Crucify means punishment. We crucify ourselves for stuff that we don't even need to be thinking about. We don't need to be doing. And we crucify ourselves. We put Jesus back on the cross, we getting ourselves beat up on ourselves for no reason. And we need to, and the next step is that we need to unite ourselves into him more. We need to unite ourselves as whole and to be with God. Hallelujah. We need to believe that we can do all things, and the steps that he has shown us that we have the powers to do, and more so that we can be able to heal and cast out demons and bring people back to life. Hallelujah. This is the steps that he has given me. He has given me the steps that we are supposed to believe in him truly and unite in new life and show people the powers that they have inside of them. We have to work. Hallelujah. And then the next it shows that
Hallelujah.
The empty generation are supposed to speak and help to bring life to the youth and bring the good news to youth. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And the next step after that, the last step that we supposed to be bring life, new life into these people. That we're supposed to be the leaders that bring life into people. We're supposed to be able to say, I long for your guiding principles. Give me new life in your righteousness. We're supposed to say that daily to bring us new life. We have new life through Jesus. Once we said that we believe in him, we have new life. He gave us new life.
Yeah.
Holding on to the old experiences. Nobody's not following me.
Yes.
We is holding on to the old experiences.
Thank you.
And new life means we have to start a new life and move to another place and country to change our old experience. So why is we still holding on to our old experiences?
Come on.
We need to let go because we are getting ourselves born into a new life. And my title was to rebirth us to new life. He's rebirthing us to new life. He's showing
Hallelujah.
Us the steps that we have. There's different steps every day that we take that we need to get ourselves into alignment with him, to show people that we have the power and authority to do all things and miraculous things. Hallelujah. We are leaders. We're supposed to be able to automatically know these things. We are supposed to be automatically to know the steps that we have to take for us. Jesus God was crucified, and he talked about how new life and all this type of stuff and parables and how we would do signs and how we need to be humbled and how we need to, you know, just let people talk and just pray for them and cast out stuff, you know, cast out demons and heal people that who have, you know, palsies and everything. He's showing you the things that we can do. We can heal people that when they, our family members or anybody go to the hospital, we can automatically heal them. We have the power to do that. We don't have to say, you know, we could be in agreement, which you don't have to say let's pray, but we all can pray and be in agreement as a whole to let us know that we able to capable of healing people. You know, we have the power to do so. We have the power to be united and to go forth and to develop, to believe in him truly. Hallelujah. We are here for a reason. We are all here to speak God's word. And Attempted Generation is here to help to speak for the youth and bring life into them. I speak to the youth and bring life into them. I speak that we have no longer be under control of the premature death angel. We are no longer let the premature death angel come into our lives and come to the youth lives and to think they're going to take over and think that they're going to just come and do stuff and think that we have a hit list on for a youth. No, we cast it out right now. There's no longer no hit list for the youth. There's no longer no power for the youth that think they're going to die and think that they're going to be able to just break down and think that there's no youth. But we taking back our power. The youth is taking back our power and authority that we will live and not die and that we will live until our purpose and prophecy is fulfilled. Hallelujah. That we will be able to and capable to do all things through Christ's strength, that we will be able to heal the sick and cast out demons and be able to have the power to do all things. Hallelujah. No more death. Hallelujah. No more. Hallelujah. No more human trafficking. No more. Hallelujah. We are healed. We are made whole, youth. We are here to be able to speak to the people. We are here to be strong. We have got to raise our children up to be strong because they are looking at us. They are seeing things. Hallelujah. And we got to be able to do and see me above all that we think and, oh God, they actually think for. Hallelujah. We got to know that God is able and that he is with us at all time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody's not listening to me on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for being here. Hallelujah. We thank God for us being able to know that he has died on the cross for us, for our sins.
Yes,
that he has
Lord.
Died
yes,
and got beaten
yes,
up for
Lord.
Our sins. That he is
yes,
here
Lord.
For our
yes,
sins. That we are here because
yes,
he has
yes,
died for
yes,
our
Lord.
Sins.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
He
yes,
died
Lord.
For my sins, and I wasn't even born yet. He died for each and every one of you sins, and you weren't even born yet. Hallelujah. He died for everybody's
Hallelujah.
Sins.
Hallelujah.
But we can't serve him. We can't thank him. We can't praise him. Hallelujah. But we got to step up our game as leaders. We got to step up our game and know that God is everything. We got to be out here to speak.
Amen.
We got to be out here posting. We got to be out there posting up. It's like how we keep post up about their business. We got to be out there posting up about God. We got to be out there speaking and telling the people the good news about him, the good things that he has done for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know God has been good to you because you're still here. You're on the line. You're talking. You're well.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I know you're
yes.
able. I know he did some good news in your
it's
life.
True.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. So if he had done miraculous things in your life, you are here to say it. He freed you, so I know you have some testimony. I know you have some
Amen.
Testimonies to say. So I know he's here, that he has done miraculous things in your life, and I know he's going to do some more over and beyond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to be able to have a new life and move on. And don't look at the old experience, but look at the new experience in our life. And that we can do all things because we have Christ in us. And that he's already in us. And that we are supposed to speak your word no matter what, God. And we thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to speak your word. And you gave your son for us, Lord God. So why won't we think that you won't give us everything if we ask for it, Lord God? So we thank you, Father God, for everything. And we are no longer controlled by sin because sin is no longer our master, but you are God. You are our master, Lord God, and we will serve you, Lord God. We will put you first and be over and beyond everything, Lord God. because you are God, and we know that you have us by our side, by your side, Lord God. We have you all the time, Lord God. We are you are here with us every day and every night. Every time we ask for it, Lord God, you are there. You are there within us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your company. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy that you have sacrificed yourself for us, Lord God, and got beaten and everything, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. I think sometimes we have to go back and remember, Lord God, that what you had did for us, Lord God. And it's okay that we can go back and think about it and remember, Lord God, what you have done for us, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, for our new life. We thank you, Lord God, for the steps that we have got on today that we need to remind ourselves that we have the power to do, Lord God. And we thank you, oh God, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and praise in Jesus. Amen. Prophet Dominique, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We praise God and thank God for our prophetess, Patricia, going forth on today for the word. Hallelujah. How many on the line can say that that truly touched your spirit, that you feel good on today after receiving that
hallelujah,
word?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. On today. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for speaking through her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Next, it looks like we're going to go into altar calls. We're going to bring back forth Prophetess Lucretia for altar calls.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is where everyone can come and give their life over to Christ. This is where we can all participate, where you can just believe in God and knowing that he is God and knowing that he is able to do all things in your life. If you believe that Jesus is Lord and that he died on a cross for you on today, then you know that you are saved. And yes, you don't have to be afraid. Yes, it's not going to happen overnight. If you say you're not going to do something and you do it, don't be afraid. Just keep on moving. It's okay. If you say you're not going to do this or do that, don't be afraid. Don't get frustrated and think that you can't serve God, because it's going to take time. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows everything about you. So you don't have to be afraid or feel frustrated if you go back and say you're not going to do this because you gave your life to God. He understands. Trust me, I know. He understands you. He's the only one that will understand you more than anyone, trust me. So if you want to give your life to God, this is the time. Would there be anyone? You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to feel like that it's a burden on you, or you don't have to feel that you're frustrated or that someone's going to say anything about you, oh, this person's doing this, or this person's staying, you know, getting their life over, or anything like that. You're giving your life over. You're supposed to give your life over daily, because something, you flesh have to die daily, so you have to give your life over daily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would there be anyone? If not, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the people that who feel in their hearts, Lord God, that they want to come forth, but they're afraid, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing them to be able to still get their life over to you, Lord God, in their hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for you being able to do, Lord God, everything that you have done on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you dying on the cross for us, Lord God. We had to remember again, Lord God, what you had done for us, Lord God. We had to go back and remember why you died on the cross for us, Lord God. We had to go back and remember why we serving you, Lord God. And sometimes we do have to go back and remember where we came from, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for allowing us, Lord God, to be able to remember what you have done for us, Lord God, and be grateful and thankful, Lord God, that we are here and alive, Lord God, and well, Lord God, and have power and to serve you, Lord God, to be faithful to you, Lord God, and believing in you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for our new life and our new spirit, Lord God. right now in Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory and all the honor and praise, Lord God, because you are God, Lord God. And we thank you. Not one word will fall to the ground in Jesus. Amen. Prophet Dominique, the mic is yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Next, we're going to go into praying for our speakers of the hour. If everyone can take their phones off of mute.
Prophet Dominique,
yes.
Hold on. We have Brother Francis on the line from UK. If he wants to say anything before he get off, he can say so. Brother Francis, do you have anything you'd like to say before we go for Hallelujah. The mic is yours. Brother Francis, are you on the line? Brother Francis, do you have anything you'd like to say before we go for it? The mic is open. All right, prophets, don't leave. The mic is yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. At this time, when everyone take their phones off of mute, and let's pray for our speaker of the hour.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, we just thank you on today for our prophet is going forth on today, oh God, bringing us the word, oh God. We thank you for that on-time word, oh God. We ask that you continue to spread the gifts in her spirit, oh God. Continue to anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Replenish her, restore her, reseal her for everything that she has poured out on today, Lord. We're just eternally grateful, oh God, that she took the time out, oh God, to give you some praise on the day and some recognition, oh God, reminding us and let us know, oh God, about the good things that you have done for us, oh God, and the sacrifices you have made, oh God, to uplift us and keep us, oh God, on today, Lord. We're just eternally grateful, oh God. Yes, you continue to show mercy and grace on your people, oh God, and on her and her family. Hallelujah. Please touch her children, her mother, hallelujah, her brothers and sisters, Lord. We just ask, oh God, and things, oh God, that you keep doing for her, hallelujah, oh God, that you keep going forth in her life, oh God, building her and making her strong, keep helping her grow into the beautiful woman that she is, hallelujah, oh God. We just thank you, oh God, for this woman of God, for always just having patience and you know, taking out that time, hallelujah, to go forth in your name, hallelujah, God. We're eternally grateful on today, oh God, for all the listeners and everyone else on the line on today, oh God, everyone that's been touched and received the word on today, oh God. We just truly thank you. We honor and adore you in Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Next, we're going to go and open up a line for remarks, comments, from anyone on the line on today. If anyone would have anything they would like to say, any remarks and comments that you would like to go forth, we're going to take a few at this time. Hallelujah. The mic is open.
Oh, I want to say happy Easter to all of you and how grateful I am for your broadcast that you do. This is a beautiful ministry and how powerful it is for us to be together on today. And a blessing to all lost in Sri Lanka for worshiping and the blood of Jesus shed upon them and bring them to heaven and bring counsel and peace to their family and friends and just bless the world. We have to forgive and let the light shine now more than ever. And peace and blessing to all of us. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Thank you. Happy Easter. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Bless you, bless you. Will there be another?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I just want to say that for right now, word from the Lord. My God, we just thank the Lord for that word on today. My God, letting us know, my God, that we have to do what God has called us to do. We have to, my God, not be quick to fight one another, be quick to eliminate all demons, my God, and we're supposed to respect our leaders who are the leadership that God called them to be. My God, and to imitate them. I love you young people to life and continue to do what God has called you all to do. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Will there be another?
Lord, I just enjoy, my God, the Timothy generation, every time they come forth, glory to God. One thing that they call it, well, several things, but I'll just mention one, rebirth to new life. My God, that's just, I mean, just a confirmation. And my God, it's just awesome to hear you young ladies go forth, my God, and how God is just launching you guys down into new, my God, new dimensions, my God, hallelujah. So thank God for today, hallelujah. This is a most wonderful day, hallelujah. And just bless God for the word, bless God for the moderator, my God, hallelujah. And just give God praise on today, hallelujah. Just been exciting all day. So just thank God for the word, thank God for the Timothy generation, and God bless everyone. Love you. Amen. I mean, near man.
Near man, would it be another one? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prophet Dominique, the mic is yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, man, sorry, I got tried to unmute myself. Okay, next we have announcements, but our very own Pastor Tanika has them already posted in the chambers. Glory to God. We're for final remarks. Our Apostle Spencer Love.
Hold on. Pastor Nigger will have him in the chambers. You can ask her, does she have anything that she'd like to say also?
Okay, Pastor Nigger, mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to remind everyone tomorrow, starting at midnight until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is our fasting for human trafficking, my God, Platinum Ruby University Trailblazers, my God, you all are getting ready, my God, for your final week and the final exams, my God, so please check the website and make sure you guys are completing all your work, my God, all other announcements will be posted up on the website, and please refrain from calling our chief apostle, she is resting, my God, if you need anything, please contact the mysterious staff, and we will help you out. I am going back on mute. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. For our final remarks, our Apostle Chief, she sends her love out to you all. You know, if you guys know, she's still on sabbatical at this time, so keep her uplifted. But she is still resting. And I'm going to do the closing prayer on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, for this whole entire Timothy generation and everyone who participated on today, Lord. We thank you for this Sunday of resurrection, Lord. We thank you we all can come together, oh God, and be able to speak and go forth on today, oh God, because not a lot of people were given the opportunity, hallelujah, God. And thank you for giving us the opportunity, oh God, to stand in your name on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for lifting us in our spirit. We thank you, oh God, for reminding us of what you've done, oh God. And we're just still eternally grateful for everything, oh God. Let us be able to show you, hallelujah. Let us have that in us to be able to show you every day how grateful we are for the sacrifices that have been made, the instructions you have given out. We will definitely follow, God. We just thank you for all the leaders that went forth on today, oh God. We thank you for all the ones to become leaders, hallelujah, oh God. We thank you for everyone, hallelujah, oh God, all the souls on today, oh God. We're truly grateful, oh God. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bless your people, oh God, in Jesus, Lord, our families, our homes, our cars, where we are out and about, Lord. We just truly are grateful on today and thankful on today, hallelujah, for just everything, the table you prepared before us, oh God. You already have everything already outlined, oh God. All we have to do is listen and follow your instructions, hallelujah, and the people that you have placed in our lives. Tell us, hallelujah. Let us have a listening ear, hallelujah, oh God, to go forth with. In Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus, for everything. In Jesus' name, Nehemiah, Nehemiah. Next, we're going to go into our closing song, Nehemiah, Nehemiah.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you.
I'm hanging on by a thread, and all I'm clinging to is prayers. And every breath is like a battle. I feel like I ain't come prepared. And death's knocking on the front door. Pain's creeping through the back. Fear's falling through the windows. Waiting for them to attack. They say don't get bitter, get better. I'm working on switching them letters. But tell God I'ma need a whole lot of hope keeping it together. I'm smiling in everyone's face. I'm crying whenever they leave the room. They don't know the battle I face. They don't understand what I'm going through.
The world trying to play with my soul. I'm just trying to find where to go. I'm trying to remember the way. I'm trying to get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
Fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on.
They say fear haunts you, and pain hates. I say pain strengthens, and fear drives faith. And I don't know all of the outcomes, don't know what happens tomorrow. But when that ocean of doubt comes, don't let me drown in my sorrow. And don't let me stay at the bottom. I feel like this hole is too deep to climb. I've been looking for a way out, but I settled for a peace of mind. Picking up the pieces of my life and hoping that I put together something right. Tell me all I got is all I need. Tell me you gon' help me stay and fight.
The world tryna play with my soul. I'm just tryna find where to go. I'm tryna remember the way. I'm tryna get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
No, don't let the fear make you feel like you can't fight this on your own. You know I'll be there. Fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on. Oh,
And what do we say when we get off the line? Agape.
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 Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.